Here's an update of a story that we reported last month. Remember the Stradivarius, the $3.5 million cello left by its owner on a front porch, stolen, discovered in a dumpster, and finally returned? The owner is the principal cellist for the LA Philharmonic, and the Stradivarius, more than 300 years old. It is now safe, though not yet sound. The cello will spend its summer vacation in the gentle hands of this man.
The closest thing to describe the feeling I had when I saw this instrument badly damaged would be to seeing your child after he or she had a bicycle accident and it's bloody all over.
Robert Cower makes and restores stringed instruments in a Los Angeles workshop. For several hours a day, he hunches over the Stradivarius cello, meticulously gluing the many cracks that it suffered last month when it was kidnapped.
So let's go ahead. Now we put the clamp right across the top and turn the screw. That will put the crack closer together.
He says it's too nerve-wracking to talk and work on a Stradivarius at the same time. So, right now you're hearing him glue a crack on a less valuable cello.
I'm right now dabbing the glue in, and now we'll look from the other side to see if it's gotten in everywhere.
This is such painstaking work, he says, that it can make you crazy if you let it.
There are times when I want to scream while I'm doing the work. But finally, in the end, it can be very elating. If you're finished and I myself can't see the repair afterwards, then I'm happy.
Robert Cower says when he's finished restoring the cello, it should sound as good as it always did.
When the crack is glued, the instrument doesn't know anymore that it was once in two pieces. You can almost compare a crack to a scar in the skin. Once the scar is together and healed well, the person doesn't necessarily feel anything anymore.
The Stradivarius cello should be fully restored in time for the fall season of the LA Philharmonic. Until then, the next time you find yourself crashing through your day, slamming a car door or tapping furiously at the computer, think of Robert Cower.
Wait a minute, I have to first finish this one.
With his clamp and his brush, slowly, gently making a famous cello whole again.